Hello everyone and welcome to lesson 2 of this lesson series. In our previous lesson, we covered the first 7 letters. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, and Kha. So these were the first 7 letters of the first lesson. If you have any problems with the first 7 letters, make sure you check them out one more time before you proceed to lesson 2. Now let's get started with the second lesson. In lesson 2, we're going to have a look at the following 8 letters of the Arabic alphabet. These letters will be Dal, Dhal, Ra, Zay, Sin, Sheen, Sad, Dad. So these are the 8 letters that we are going to be talking about in the second lesson. So as you can see, I've written down these letters in pairs to show you that these letters belong to the same family. So the first 2 belong to the same family, means that they behave the same way, and so on and so forth. We talked about that last time, and we explained that letters that belong to the same family behave the same. So let's get started with the first letter of today, and that is going to be letter Dal. As you can already guess from the pronunciation of Dal, it is compared to the sound D in English, like in the word door. Door. Dal, D. And the following are the 4 different positions that we have learned to work with last time. S standing for separate, B beginning, M middle, and E the end. Never forget these positions because they are very important in understanding the alphabet. Moving to the next letter, and that is going to be Dal. You can notice that the only difference between Dal and Dal is the dot that comes on top of the symbol. That makes all the difference. Dal is compared to TH combination in English. And we use this sound, as you can see, in the dictionary, like the word the, the. And you're going to have to consider the difference between the and the that we talked about last time. We said that the could be compared to th also, but the difference is that the th of the, it is a voiceless sound, like the one we have in 3. Voiceless means that you don't use the vocal cords while you pronounce it. While the, which is in today's lesson, is voiced, is a voiced sound, which means that you use your vocal cords to pronounce it. So if you put your hands on your throat, you're going to feel a vibration of your vocal cords while you pronounce the letter the, or the sound the. In contrast, if you try to pronounce th, which is a voiceless sound, you will notice that there is no vibration whatsoever because it is a voiceless sound. In any case, if your first language is English, this should not be a problem because you already have these 2 sounds in your first language, so that's not going to be a problem here. Moving to the 4 different positions of the letter. And as you can see, they are very similar to the Dal because they belong to the same family. Moving to the 3rd letter of this lesson, and that is letter R. R. And R is compared to a trilling R in English. Some dialects of English, like Northern England or some in Wales, some people use it, use this version of R, the trilling R. It's also a version between trilling R and a flapping R that sounds like R, like the word right, and some people pronounce it like that. So it is a flapping or trailing R. Either of these 2 will do. And these are the 4 different positions of the letter R. Moving to the next letter, and that is زي. And زي is an easy one because it has an equivalent for it in English, and that is ز, like in the word zero. So زي is ز sound, exactly like zero in English. And these are the four different positions of زي, which are very similar to ر, because they belong to the same family. Next up, we're going to have a look at what we've done so far. This lesson we discussed four letters, del, del, r, and zay. We're going to have a look at some examples involving these letters and the letters of last lesson. The first example is dub, dub. So as you can see, dub is written using two separate letters. And a very important thing here is that you are not going to link between the D and B, because the D is never attached to any letter from the left side. From the left side of the letter, it is never attached to anything. If you do that, you're going to end up actually writing down a different letter. So you don't want to do that. And dub means bear. Bear. Next up is the word orz, orz. Again, it is written using three separate letters. All these three letters, alif, ra, and zay, they can be attached to anything from the left side. The same thing applies to del and del. So that's why we have this word orz, which is written like that in English. And orz means rice. Moving on to the next four letters that we will be focusing on in the second half of lesson two. These are sin, sheen, sod, lod. And we're going to start with the first one, sin. From the sound of it, you can already guess that it is the S sound, like in the word sir, sir. It is very similar to it, no problems there, easy peasy. The four positions are as follows. And the next letter is sheen, which is very, very clearly the same as seen, with the exception of the three dots on top of it. Sheen is to be compared to the combination of SH in English. SH, not CH, like the sound at the beginning of the word sharp. Sharp. So sharp, sh sound, this is the sheen. Again, the four positions look very much the same as the sin, and this is what it looks like. Next up, a sound that is a little bit tricky, and it looks strikingly the same as the sin, yet it is not the same. And that is sod. Sod is, let's say, a heavier version of the sin. And it is not the same as se. Sod is much heavier. In order to demonstrate my point, I am using this so that you get at what I'm talking about. So in order to pronounce sod, 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 you need to lift the back of your tongue to the roof of your mouth to get it the best way. Sod. Sod. The four positions are as follows. A very common mistake that people make when they write the letter sod is they forget this part of the letter. So make sure you don't forget it. Next and last letter of today's lesson is dod. And dod is again similar to d, but it's much heavier version of this sound. As a matter of fact, dod is a unique sound that is only found in the Arabic language. That's why the Arabic language is called the language of Dad, because it only exists in Arabic. So, back to the letter Dad. Dad. You can see that Dad is produced through the gush of air behind the tongue. Now, that was the second set of letters of today's lesson. They were Sin, Shin, Sad, Dad. Let's have some examples to combine these letters with letters that we have studied before to remember what we have learned today and also in the previous lessons. Some examples. The first example is the word sept. Sept. And sept means Saturday. Notice how the ba is connected to the sin from the right and ta from the left. Sept. Sept. Remember how we used to attach these two letters? Very important. Don't forget it. Keep repeating, because this is the way to learn the language properly. Next up is the word shakhs. Shakhs. Notice how the word is attached. Shakhs means person. Person. Notice how the word is attached, how the kha and the sad and the sheen are attached to each other. Alright, let's have a look at another set of examples about these letters and also in combination with letters that we have learned. Next up is sabr. Sabr. Notice how sad is connected to the ba, is connected to the r to form the word sabr. And don't forget this part of sad. They look the same in these two parts, but they are separate, and it's pronounced as sabr. I'm using the symbol for the sad to distinguish the s and the sad. And sabr means patience. Next up is the word dakh. Dakh. And dakh is written like that in English. And I'm using this D symbol to distinguish the D and the D. And dakh means pump. Now this, of course, isn't the end of the lesson yet, because it's time for some practice. As usual, I'm going to give you some letters, some separate letters that you're going to try to put them into a one single word. So you're going to try to attach them according to the rules that we've learned this lesson and also the previous lesson. So they combine both lessons together. First word is barid. Second word is zar. Third word is bashar. So, leave your answers in the comments. I'm going to tell you my feedback if you want to know what my feedback is. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of the lesson, and I will see you in lesson 3.